following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Jerry Bader Show, indeed, 906. This from Media Trackers. On its very first day of operation, the Obamacare Health Insurance Exchange in Wisconsin is not working, Media Trackers reports. Visitors to healthcare.gov, the federal website that Wisconsin citizens looking to purchase mandatory health insurance must visit to participate in the federally run marketplace, has apparently crashed this morning. For months, Obamacare advocates and the federal government have been promoting the October 1st launch date of the health insurance marketplace. Under Obamacare, consumers, you know. And that exchange, with its alleged cost-reducing federally subsidized plans, is what is not working today, despite all the fanfare preceding its launch. In addition to being unable to review health insurance plans available for Wisconsin, some consumers may be unable to use the live chat feature that allows consumers to ask questions about the system and receive guidance on how to use it. Happy Obamacare Day. This, of course, also October 1st will become Obamacare Day. Despite that suspicious start, of course, partial shutdown of the government, it is clear Democrats are not going to accept anything that in any way tweaks what is President Obama's firstborn prized possession, Obamacare. Joining us now to talk about that, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Senator, good morning.
Morning, Jerry. First of all, I'm shocked that it's not working as planned. I
mean, whoever could have seen
so surprising.
That coming? We never saw that one coming. All right, I don't think it's a shock to see the shutdown either. Reed Ribble was just on. I'll ask you what I asked him. All right, where do we go from here?
What was his answer?
No cheating on homework on this one. He didn't have one.
Jerry, nobody knows. I mean, that's kind of the sad fact. And you know, certainly one of the messages I want to convey is I want Wisconsinites to open their eyes and believe what they see. I mean, you've seen the last couple of years. You know, watch very carefully what unfolds over the next couple of weeks and months. And the dysfunction you're seeing in the federal government is real. It's hard to convey how dysfunctional this place is. And then ask yourself a question. Is this an entity, the federal government, that I want to keep growing, that I want to keep feeding, that I want to take over an ever-increasing share of my health care system and my health care decisions? Now, I think that is not a very good idea, which is one of the reasons we're trying to do everything we can to prevent Obamacare from taking firm and permanent root, because we understand the damage it's going to do to our healthcare system, to our economy, to our federal budget. We can't afford the entitlements we have, much less ladle on a whole new one, and quite frankly, our personal freedoms.
Well, but this we know, that President Obama, who's been unbending, hasn't been willing to talk. They are not going to give an inch on Obamacare. Reed thought probably what you're going to see is another stopgap so you guys can negotiate again, but I'm not sure what you're going to negotiate about.
Yeah. Well, Jerry, I understood this. I mean, I've done a lot of strategic planning as a business person, so the first step is always recognizing reality, and it is a sad fact for conservatives that President Obama got reelected and Harry Reid is still in firm control of the federal government. So I was surveying the landscape there. I was realizing that we have not convince enough Americans to put enough pressure on five vulnerable Democrats to join us to pass the law that was required to either defund or even delay. But, Jerry, I have to admit, I'm pretty surprised that they wouldn't even agree to the last offer on the House, which is simply saying, well, President Obama, you're giving a delay to employers. Why don't you delay that mandate for individuals? I mean, that's only fair. And also, why shouldn't we reject this ruling that President Obama had his agency made without any legal authority that gives Congress and their staff special treatment under the law? I mean, that was all the House was asking, a clean CR at the budget control level caps that President Obama signed, that Harry Reid voted for with 45 of his Democrat Senate colleagues, a rejection of that ruling that grants special treatment to Obamacare, and just the same treatment for individuals as President Obama granted to companies. I mean, it doesn't get a whole lot more reasonable than that, and I'm actually kind of surprised that Harry Reid is digging his heels in. Apparently, he's looking at the polls. figures they've got some kind of political advantage. And, you know, I really think Americans should start turning their attention to who really is playing with fire here and who really is playing politics with this issue.
Talking with Senator Ron Johnson, I mentioned to Reid, here's what stunned me. They wouldn't even bend on the medical device tax that everybody hates.
And, you know, we heard some Democratic senators were placing phone calls and kind of begging for that to be included. You know, when we voted that during our budget process, 79 senators, I think the total count of Democrats was 34. I know it was over 30 Democrat senators voted to repeal that tax because even they understand how incredibly harmful that tax is. It is drying up investment in America into medical device companies. It is driving jobs overseas. It is harming real Americans. And so even more than 30 Democrat senators agreed with us on that. And that is a shame that we can't work on a bipartisan basis to at least pull out the most damaging aspects of the health care law. I mean, that's how entrenched these guys are. It's amazing.
And now, sooner rather than later, you're going to have the debt limit debate come up. I am trying to envision an end game here, Senator, and I'm not seeing it.
No, it is difficult. And Jerry, you know, you're aware of the fact that I've been working tirelessly behind the scenes trying to work with the White House. You know, President Obama had that outreach. I took advantage of that outreach. I'm one of the small groups of Republican senators that have been meeting here with his chief of staff and head of Office of Management and Budget and having meetings in the White House with President Obama, trying to find areas of agreement in terms of spending prioritization so we can avoid this thing. My last meeting in the White House, we were actually briefed in the Situation Room on Syria as we were really talking about the debt and deficit. And my final comment to Dennis McDonough, because I realized the serious issues that are on the president's plate, I said, Dennis, you know, I don't want to shut down. I really don't think Republicans do. Would you consider agreeing to 1-year delay of the health care law so we can do a 1-year continuing resolution? We can probably get past the debt ceiling so you can concentrate on the serious challenges facing this nation. And, you know, he didn't obviously take me up on that offer, but I would have thought that had been a pretty reasonable approach, and we could have avoided all of this.
Here's what it seems to come down to is what each side is banking on. One is banking, and maybe this might be the one thing that comes out of this, Senator. One side's banking, the Democrats are banking, that Americans are going to hate a shutdown more than Obamacare. At least some on your side are banking that they're going to hate Obamacare more than a shutdown. If nothing else comes out of this, we might find that out.
Well, this may be somewhat determinative of something, I guess, but you know, people frequently describe members of Congress as a bunch of cats, and that's a pretty good description. I mean, we all represent either different districts or different states with different interests and different concerns, and so there isn't necessarily a cohesive strategy on either side of the aisle, you know, much less on a bipartisan basis. So, no, it's a mess. It's one of the reasons our founders had the wisdom to try and set up a system of government that limited the size of federal government, that limited its power and intrusion into our lives. You know, the problem is only 100 years ago, the federal government was 2% of our economy. Now it's 23% on a trajectory to hit 39%. I mean, the vision of our founding fathers has been left, you know, far behind, particularly under the administration of FDR. But this is the moment that I'm really asking Americans, Wisconsinites, to look at this dysfunctional place, this inefficient, ineffective federal government, and seriously start asking themselves the question, do we want to keep growing this? Do we really want to keep increasing its influence on our lives? I hope the answer long-term is no.
A listener points out they went to Senator Baldwin's website, and what it says is, due to a lapse in government funding, my website and Senate offices have been shut down. Are all of your offices shut down? What's your status?
No, we're holding on. I think we got maybe about 7 staff members so that we can respond to constituents. You know, let's face it, people can be overseas. Sometimes they lose their passports. I mean, we want to make sure that we can still respond to constituent emergency situations. And, you know, I'm here.
Okay.
You know, I'm happy to list most people in the federal government as non-essential, but, you know, and I'm not viewing myself as essential, but, you know, at some point in time, we're actually going to have to, like, vote on measures to end the shutdown. Jerry, you know, I don't want to play brinkmanship with the American economy, with the federal government. I really don't. That's why I've been trying to work pretty tirelessly to avoid the situation, but we're here now, and I'm standing ready to take whatever votes I need to reduce the uncertainty that the federal government caused to our economy.
On the other hand, and you know that I have written about this and I've said this, and I know you're as frustrated as hell about this, and it's happened on this show. Because you didn't agree with the strategy doesn't suddenly make you an Obamacare-loving rhino.
No, absolutely not. You know what it is, that is frustrating for me particularly, Jerry, and I don't mind talking about this because I've said it publicly before and it's all public information. I don't know of another member of Congress, certainly another senator, that in 2010 spent $9 million of my own money. And Jerry, that wasn't pocket change to me. I'm not, you know, I've got a small little plastics manufacturer. Gave up a life I truly love in Oshkosh, Wisconsin to be the vote. This is why I did it, to be the vote to repeal the health care law. So, you know, when people say I don't have a spine or I'm for Obamacare, I don't know anybody who's more opposed to Obamacare, but also as a business person, like I said, I've done a lot of strategic planning in my lifetime, and you have to actually base your strategies on reality and set a strategy to hopefully make it an achievable goal. You know, you don't design strategies on just lost causes. And so, that's why I've taken the position I've taken. But in no way, shape, or form signals that I'm for Obamacare. I couldn't be more utterly opposed to it because I know the damage it's going to cause to our economy and to our healthcare system.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, thanks a lot for joining us.
Have a great day.
We will. And I think most Americans will. By the way, leave that up a second, Jason. This is what Senator Baldwin's website says. Thank you for visiting my website. Due to a lapse in government funding, my website and Senate offices have been shut down. This means that my offices are closed and phones will not be answered. Emails sent to individual staff members will be responded to at the conclusion of the shutdown. Letters and emails sent to me will receive a response when my office is open. My staff will be unable to assist you during the shutdown. Although my office is currently shut down, you may still email me and I will be sure to respond to any inquiries as soon as my office is able to open. I sincerely apologize, the hell you do, for the inconvenience, and I look forward to opening my offices and my website as soon as possible. Thank you for your patience, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Ron's office is open. They are taking calls. Isn't that a shocker? Isn't that just a complete shock? More on this in 5 minutes. It's 9:19.
Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.